Amen. If you're ready to go into the word of the Lord, let's look at Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. While we're turning there, don't forget, let's get signed up once again for prayer time Saturday night, all-night prayer meeting. I'm sure the sheet is out there by the welcome station. And so let's get our names on the dotted line. As promised, I wanted to kind of get a tally on how many man and woman and young person hours that we clocked in Saturday. And it was more than ever. Not counting the little tiny children and all of that, it was over 80 hours that were put in prayer Saturday night. 80 hours. Amen. Sister Donna, Sister Brigman, you remember when 80 was our goal for Easter. And here we had that many people show up for Saturday night, all-night prayer meeting. That is absolutely awesome. Praise God for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. Let's sign it once again and believe the Lord for all of that impossible stuff to become very possible. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 10. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. This is talking about Jesus Christ. Isaiah had a corner on Jesus. I wouldn't be afraid to say that he knew his name and just couldn't tell anybody. Because the man gave us minute details about, unto us a son is given, child is born, his name shall be called. Everything except what I can tell you. And so he said, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion battling together, and a little child shall lead them. That will be significant in a little while. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. These are very vicious species. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Everybody say holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, that's you and I seeking Jesus, and his rest shall be glorious. And everybody said, hallelujah. Amen. God richly bless you. We're going to talk about out of the ordinary, but not out of reach. Out of the ordinary, but not out of reach. Because of modern travel, countries that are totally out of the ordinary are not out of our reach. As I've said before, we've gotten compliments about our young people going to foreign soil and AYC trips and things of that nature. We've gotten compliments from headquarters for our young people going forth and doing those type things and ministry and missions. And but that's all probable now because of the way that we can travel. I preached in other states until late Saturday night, and only to be right here in the pulpit Sunday morning because of the advent of modern travel. Isaiah, however, is referring to the advent of Jesus Christ, and because of his coming and because of his going, his coming and going, because of his descending and ascending, the Holy Ghost might be out of the ordinary, but the Spirit of God is not out of reach. And so also let me tell you this. Prayer. Did you know that there are millions of religious people? I'm not picking on other religions. Because, listen to me, there are some sincere people out there. And they sincerely need the truth. They're just like Paul was. When Paul was having Christians murdered, he thought he was doing God a favor. Because who is this Jesus to make himself God? We have a God. And who's Jesus to make himself God? Well, we know that Jesus made his way to Paul. We know that Paul was converted. We know that Paul became an apostle. We also know that he's apostolic. We also know he wrote over half the New Testament. Amen. So he came out of stuff like that. But there are millions of religious people out there that simple things like prayer before service blows their mind. We had a lady, Carson and Cody both, they worked at the UPS store for a while. And we had a lady, what was that little lady's name? Ramona? Yeah, Ramona. Ramona visited our church because Carson and Cody wouldn't have any other way. She had to. And they put the pressure on. And finally she visited. And she came into the church. And, of course, we were praying before service. We were in the fellowship hall praying before service. This was the other building. And only for her the next day to go back to work telling other co-workers that they got a pretty good church over there, but they chant before services. No clue. We were talking to God. We wasn't chanting. Hello? And, you know, and she goes, or did go, I don't know where she's at now, but she went to a church that the steeple was so high and mighty it poked holes in low clouds. But that doesn't mean a thing. Amen. What every church should do is believe God for things that are out of the ordinary, but not out of reach. When we pray for revival, don't be shocked when revival hits. When we pray for a move of God, don't be afraid when God moves. Amen. A touch of God, don't be afraid when God touches. Amen. Because that is the kind of year that we are going into this year. Amen. Hallelujah. And so Isaiah is referring to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Personally, privately, I thank God for his peace, his joy, happiness, salvation, his healing, his rest. How about his refreshing? How about the stability that God can give one? Reliability, comfort, confidence, blessed assurance. How about power? How about hope when it seems like all hope is gone? How about help when it seems like help is so far away, it's just not going to happen? Amen. Don't you thank God for those personal times like that? And you know when they come. I know when they come. We might not necessarily talk about it publicly, but we know when they come and we know when they happen. But here's the next phase that the Spirit of God wants to take us all to, and that is to where God can do things corporately. That means with all of us together. I love to see God bless us as individuals, move on us as individuals, and give us hope and help and all of that as individuals. Refreshing revival. Amen. I've seen so many of you go through things, and then all of a sudden God give victory, and man, you just let it be known, and it's a wonderful sight to behold. But the Lord wants to go corporate as well. There are victories that cannot be celebrated without the church together. I apologize, but it's a fact. Amen. There's not going to be phenomenal church growth without the church together. There's not going to be. That's why we put a list together. I looked at it again today. It's that long of people that have committed themselves within the next year to teach a home Bible study and to disciple and to reach out and all of that. That's beautiful, because that is not just you. That's us. That's us. And when it becomes not just you and not just me, but when it becomes us, that's when God can cause the church to grow in a phenomenal way. Amen. So thank God for the reviving personally. But when it happens personally, don't go MIA. Amen. Don't go POW and being prisoners of war and missing in action. Amen. But let's just come back together and go the next dimension and rub elbows, hearts, and hands with our brethren, with our sisters, with one another. Let's agree together for revival. Let's flow in harmony the same direction, because we're getting the same direction from the very one same God. Amen. And He's not going to give me something different than He wants you to have. And He's not going to give you something different than He wants me to have. But He wants us to flow together, and everybody say corporately. Everybody together, one mind, one accord, one place, so the suddenly can do what it needs to do. Amen. So corporately. He wants to move in the preaching. He wants to bless in the teaching. He wants to bless in the reaching. Amen. He wants to bless in growth. He wants to bless in revival, in sharing, and in caring. Amen. Now, for the most part, we're all a bunch of country folks. Some aren't, some are. Amen. I met my wife, and she was living in houses were just side by side, and that didn't bother them. And I Cody can live that same way. He got it from his mom. I like the country, and for the most part, we're all country. But we've got to understand, amen. We can't just throttle off somewhere and trot off somewhere and be off somewhere alone and by ourselves constantly, and no connection with our brethren and no connection with our sisters, and no one on the phone talking about revival, no one on the phone talking about a move of God and talking about how great the church is and how great we're going to make the church, how great we are going to change the church, how good God's going to move through us to make the church. Amen. Amen. You can't go off on an island somewhere and expect to be changed, rearranged, and the church to grow exponentially. Amen. We need to come together corporately so God can do things that are out of the ordinary, but not out of reach. The reason I'm teaching this tonight is because everything we need from God is now in our reach. But it is impossible if we all have our own programs, if we all have our own plan. We've all got dreams and we've all got plans. And when we retire this, and when we do this, it's going to be that. And when my boat comes in, I'm going to drive this or that. And that's fine. That's beautiful. That's life stuff. But I'm talking about church stuff right now. I'm talking about, amen, some of you are making huge sacrifices. Some of you are really making mighty moves in this chess game of making it to heaven and seeing to it that you're a part of revival. revival. And I admire you and appreciate you for that. I just want all of us to get on board and make this a corporate venture. Amen. So that we can put our arms around one another in the kingdom of God and simply say things like, I never could have done it without you. We never could have done it without one another. I'm so thankful we had each other. I'm so thankful we're here together. I'm so thankful. Hello? Right? Right? Amen. Amen. And so we thank God for personal things, but also thank God for the corporate. I told a pastor one time, I was riding with him to go deer hunting, and I told him about our prayer meetings and how we pray together on Saturday nights and how we prayed before service. And he said, because he let me know their church didn't do that. They just didn't do that. And he said, Brother Marshburn, he said, I get up at 2:00 in the morning. Sometimes I might pray till 5 or 6. And he got finished with all of that. And I said, that is absolutely awesome. And you are challenging me. You got me all under conviction. I said, but there is absolutely nothing that can take the place of corporate prayer at your church. It puts us in one heart. It puts us in one mind. It helps us to hold hands together. Amen. It helps us walk together, think together, and set goals together and have revival together. And so I think it was tip for the tap that day. Conviction fell my way, but it fell his way too. And it was iron sharpening iron. Amen. So, Isaiah 32 and 18. Amen. It talks about, and my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. Amen. And in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. That's right here, ladies and gentlemen. That is right here. This has got to be a peaceable place. This has got to be a sure dwelling. And this has got to be a quiet resting place. Amen. Quiet means without trouble, strife, envy, and jealousy, and hatred, and bickering, and biting, and carrying on nonsense like that. All that stuff that doesn't belong in the church. Amen. Amen. So we should dwell in a place like this. Amen. Praise God. And so that's what Isaiah talks of. A peaceable kingdom of God with the Lord as the righteous king. Now the church is in that peaceable kingdom. He said, my people shall dwell in a peaceable. That means a place that is able to have peace. I took that word peaceable right here in my notes and I put a slash between peace and able. Because God is able to give us peace in this place. Peace. Praise God. Amen. And this will be our habitation. If the Holy Ghost is in you, and we are in the Holy Ghost, then you are already in the kingdom of God. Did you know that? Now, I'm not talking about heaven, but I am talking about a realm that the Lord has specifically set up for us right here on earth. He said that the Word of God tells us that it's not meat, it's not drink. In other words, it's not just a place, but it's not good things or bad things. It's righteousness, it's joy, it's peace in the Holy Ghost. The peaceable, the peaceable kingdom produces possible peace. I want that peace. Amen. I want that peace. And I want you to have that peace. So that when those that are coming, that are already coming, can sense that peace. Can you say amen? Isaiah 11:6, please. Amen. The Bible said the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid and the calf and the young lion, the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The wolf also, it says, the lamb, the leopard, all of that, the calf, the lion, all of that together, and a child shall lead them. Amen. Hallelujah. Children, physical children, have not learned. Physical children have not earned anything. But yet the Word of God said they would lead. I'm just telling you, we are all the children of God. And no matter how much we think down on ourselves, the Lord doesn't think about us the same way we do in that regard. I have met people that thought a little bit too much of themselves, haven't you? Don't that get on your nerves? But then yet there are people that think too less of themselves. And their vocabulary is consumed with the words, I can't. But if my Bible says a child shall lead them, then children of God, let's get up, get out, and let's lead them. He said he would give us the words. He said he would go with us till the end of the world. He said, greater is he that is in you. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh. And I can go on and on. Amen. I want us to feel the encouragement to be able to lead them and not to be negative about ourselves and not to be so downtrodden about ourselves, but to understand that we are the children of God. Maybe we haven't learned enough. Maybe we have not earned enough, but yet he still says a child shall lead them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we need to comprehend these things. Praise the Lord. This probably is talking about actual animals in the Word of God, but it could also be talking about the spirits of men. When it talks about the lions, it talks about the lambs, it talks about the leopards, and it talks about the adder and all of that. It's probably talking about actual animals, but it could be also spirits of men. We come from all walks of life. Am I correct? Some of us are very aggressive. Some non-aggressive. Some can get like lions in your face. Amen. Some can get ruthless. Some can get merciless. And some are hard-hearted. And then we have some kind of lamb-like. Amen. You can name somebody in this congregation right now that you know for a fact if you were to yell at them, they would cry. And you know others that if you were to yell at them, you might get hurt. It's because we're all different natures. And we're like the animal kingdom, perhaps, just drawing a scenario, not calling you animals or anything like that, because I am one of you. But we have those natures. Amen. You handle some incorrectly and you're going to get bit. Handle others incorrectly and they're going to cry. They're going to get their feelings hurt. But I'm not here to make them like me or me like them or you like me or me like you. But I am here to tell you, the Bible said, we can dwell together. That is the phenomenal miracle of it all. In that when we come together with our nature, no matter what it is, no matter how mean-hearted or lion-like or lamb-like and timid-like, amen, we take on the nature of Jesus Christ. We become like him, and that enables us to dwell together. We're ate up with mercy. We're ate up with forgiveness. We're ate up with grace. We're ate up with goodness. We're ate up with long suffering and patience. Amen. We don't let what we used to be come out and take over and demolish everything around us. Amen. We don't let what we used to be come out and take over and cause us to be run over by everything. Amen. No, we take on the nature of Jesus and we dwell together. And a child shall lead them. I guess that's me. I'm not as smart as some, but I'm not as dumb as others. But I am called of God to come and lead. Amen. And so if we could come together on this, God could give us a revival this year that this church has never laid her eyes on. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We come from all walks of life, aggressive, non-aggressive. Amen. But the Holy Ghost has put us all together, and the Holy Ghost has brought us to unity. And that is the absolute miracle of it all. And we should live our lives every day to show forth the miracle. Let me move along. Paul had the nature. Paul himself, he had the nature of a wolf. He devoured. He preyed on the church. He said he was injurious. That's the word he used, injurious to the kingdom of God. Who would have ever thought that Saul would have become Paul? It's out of the ordinary. But with God, it's not out of reach. Amen. Paul, after God got done with him, could walk up to the people that were his enemies and tell them he loved them. Somebody say, wow. Isaiah 11 and 8. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. My, my, my. Even an asp is a very venomous viperous snake. Even baby Christians have the power over the devil. That's got to be embarrassing to the enemy. When you got a baby touching him and devouring him and having dominance over him. So we don't have to be saying, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days. This is the day you have the power when he gave you the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. And so it is. And then Isaiah 11 and 9, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. I'm telling you, that holy mountain today is the church. Until we get to that holy mountain, whatever that may be, it is the church today. Because the Lord did not raise up a defeated, annihilated, dead, and lifeless church so we could get to his holy mountain. I'm telling you, that holy mountain today is the church of the living God. Have you noticed how God can bless the church even when you have trouble? Even when we go through trials, God continues to bless the church. That's because there's a blessing on you and there is a blessing on the church, and the church is his, and what belongs to him will be blessed. Amen. So let's be a part of that church. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The miracle is that I can circle the world. I really want you to hear this. You can too. Young people, you can too. Listen to me. It's a miracle that we can circle the world with knowledge of God from our cell phone. I mean the world. You got a friend in Japan? You could be on the phone with him in the next few seconds. You got a friend in Germany? You could be on the phone with him in the next few seconds. Hello? Yavo. Amen. It's just that's what I'm saying is, this scripture wasn't even possible until our generation. We are this scripture's generation. Do you feel the Holy Ghost right now? Amen. We are this scripture's, and that scripture is our generation. Amen. We can reach the world, not just as a church, but as individuals. Amen. And it's a powerful access. It's a powerful open door. Now I will say to young people, amen, it's not an open door to pornography. It's not an open door to illicitness. It's not an open door. Listen, we need to use this open door for the profit of the kingdom of God. It's coming down to integrity. It's coming down to personal relationship with God. I can't monitor you 24/7. Your mom and dad, in many cases, cannot monitor you 24/7. We've got to understand, we got to get us a walk with God and then walk with God. Right? Amen. And so let's not make it what the devil wants it to be, but let's make it what God intended it to be for us to be able to reach the world. And of course, your husband or your wife when you run out of gas. Amen. But I'm telling you, here we are, the miracle that we can circle the world in just a moment. I'll give the Lord the highest praise. I want to shout the hallelujahs. I want to praise His holy name. Because when I think of His goodness, the song says, and what He's done for me, when I think of His goodness and how He set me free, I just want to shout, shout, shout all night long. Amen. It is the year that we must declare the greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. I'm going to share tonight. I don't want to get too personal, but I want to share tonight. Amen. The Knights have some relatives that are coming to church. It's a beautiful thing. This Sunday, the numbers grew. They had their own row over there. The numbers grew. And Jocelyn, is it a cousin, nephew? Yeah, cousin. Amen. Him and his wife have been coming. And I just couldn't help it. Service had just gotten kicked off, and people were praying with other people. I know that. But I had to walk down and walk over there, put my arm around him, and I said, buddy, I said, I know your struggles. I know some of the things you're going through. And they're tough. They're tough. They're hard, tough stuff. Well, a lot of people don't come to God until it gets bad. And sometimes it just gets bad. And I told him, I said, it's tough. I know it is. I said, but I have seen you in the short time that you've been coming to Landmark. I have seen you grow. I said, you've got guests all the way down your row. And here you are standing with your hands up, and you know why your hands are up. Before, you didn't even know why you raised your hands. And I began to explain to him. I said, but the main thing I want you to know as your pastor is that I am so proud of you right now for standing up and making it to the house of God. I said, you're going to make it. And I came right back to the platform. Whew. Amen. That's one of them that we're reaching out into the world and that are coming and making their way here. Two ladies visited last Sunday at random. Neither one of them knew each other. One sat over here, one sat way over there. People that, one lady, she found us on the internet, contacted Sister Stephanie and got directions and all of that, and got some questions answered and all of that. One lady over here, I think it was Darla Wagner, met at a place of business, and my wife, and they invited her, and she came Sunday, and both of them went out into the foyer telling everybody, I will be back again. I will be back again. I spoke to this lady. I spoke to both of them, but I spoke to this lady first, and we walked all the way from the back to outside because we were talking, and she said, I live in Lexington, but I go to a Pentecostal church in Concord. She gave me some name of it or whatever. It's kind of a distant cousin. Hallelujah. And she said, I go to a Pentecostal church. And she said, it's just the worship and the pray. I said, you want to grow, don't you? She said, that's it. She said, I just need to grow. I said, well, you're in the right place. I said, you're going to hear things that will hurt, but that's growing pains. You're going to hear things that the flesh doesn't like. I said, but that's growing pains. And I said, you're going to come to the house of God and you're going to grow. She said, I will be back. I think it was my wife she told. She said, and I will have friends with me. Is this not an answer to prayer? Is this not what we've been praying for? Amen. Let the people of God rejoice. One couple that loved the church so much until they sent a $200 offering to our church just because they love us. They don't even come here. The Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with them. Can I just paraphrase a little bit? And you know it's going to be true. And that is this. When a church's ways please the Lord, he's going to make the whole community come to peace with them. Amen. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, here they come. Amen. And I started to say ready or not, but you know what? We're ready. We're ready. And we're wanting them to come. We're ready to adopt somebody. We're ready to disciple somebody. We don't want them to come in and get lost through the cracks, but we're going to meet them. We're going to find out what their personality is. And we're going to greet them. And we're going to connect to them. And we're going to love them and make friends with them. Am I right? Amen. Amen. Another couple couldn't leave without material to pass out because they are so excited about Landmark. I don't even know their names. And she came to me. She said, "Pastor, can I speak to you for a moment?" I said, "Sure." She said, "Do you mind if I pass out flyers and tracts and things like that for the church?" I said, "Oh, no, I'll be right back." I went and I got her a fistful about that thick. I came back, gave them to her, and I said, "You have a blast." I said, "This has got all the information. It's got a map. It's got our email. It's got all of that on it." Her eyes lit up. She was so excited that I would say yes, that she could pass out information for our church. Well, that got a hold of me. Hello? Now, I'm not going to be happy throughout this week if I don't get out there and pass out some flyers. Because we got somebody I don't even know coming to church now saying, would you mind if I passed out? Hello? Amen. I want that spirit not to just consume our newbies, our new ones, but I want that spirit to get a hold of every one of us so that we can go out and bring them in for the glory of God. Amen. So, and then another couple that drove, and they've been here many times, but in order for them to get here, they've got to drive an hour and a half. Amen. Amen. We've already got the cooks driving. They're in another moon phase. They're so far away. But people that, listen, they're going to come. They're going to hear about it. They're going to come and then they're going to feel about it. They're going to find out how much you want them here. They're going to find out how much you've prayed for them to be here. And they're going to find out how welcome they are here. And they're going to make the distance. They already are. They already are. Amen. So the church is finding, let's stand together. The church is finding out that our dream has always been out of the ordinary. But I am convinced our dream and our vision is not out of reach. It's closer now than it has ever been before. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The world is finding out our church is out of the ordinary, but our church is not out of reach. Praise God. This lady says, "I'm Southern Baptist. What's the difference here?" I didn't tell her there was a difference. Did you tell her there was a difference? No. She sensed the difference and she liked the difference. This lady says, "I'm Pentecostal, but I've got to come here." Did anybody tell her the difference? Isn't this exciting? Is this exciting or what? Get your Bible study charts ready. Get your phones ready. Get your little cards. Go ahead and buy them. Get them. Thank you for being here. My name is so-and-so. I noticed you were at our church. I simply got your name, and I wanted to send you a letter and say thank you for coming. We don't have to do it to all of them. Just the ones that kind of stand out to us. Right? Being sensitive and shaking a hand. Letting them know, you know, I don't really know you. I don't know what all your needs are, but I'm going to be praying for you this week, and I'm glad to know you. God bless you. Remember those days when that would carry a lot of weight with you and me? Well, it still carries that same amount of weight with them. Amen. We've just got to let them know. We may be a little out of the ordinary, but we're not out of reach. Let's just lift our hands and ask the Lord to help us, as He already has. But they just give us another dimension of burden. Give us another dimension of mercy and peace. And give us another dimension of unity. Amen. And passion. Holy Ghost right here, right now. God bless every individual under the sound of my voice. By your wonderful spirit, your great touch. We ask you, Lord, to drive this Bible study into my spirit, my heart, my soul, my life. Let me live it, Lord. Let it be a part of my spiritual being every day. Let me think about it, Lord. Let me dwell on it. Let my mind be on it constantly. In the mighty, the wonderful, the powerful name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Thank you so much, Landmark, for loving.